podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Rat me boys!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Boom. Bosco's Boys is here. I think we all wanted it. And the marriage is officially official. I'm so pumped to bring my show to the 1012 Network, Bosco's Boys, the most consistent K-State podcast out there. Over 4 years with at least one episode a week. Bringing live shows to the listeners and to the participants every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm pumped to be here, and I would love it if you guys came over to Bosco's Boys and gave us a listen. Because we are not Big J Journos. This is a podcast by a fan and his dog for fellow K-State and Big 12 fans. And I can't wait to chop it up with all the members and fans of the 1012 Network.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. Look, we back in this.
Back in the saddle. Sorry we left you. We should not have left you without a dope podcast to step to. But now it is time for pop culture.
Hit you with that pop.
We are asking the question today, what happens if you and your significant other are out and about flying around the country, maybe even the world, and they come to you, the airline that is, and they tell you they have a seat upgrade for your butt. They're giving you the chance, one of you, the chance to flight upgrade to a first class seat, but the other one has to remain in coach. Jeremy, what do you do if it's you and your boo?
Me, my boo thing. Depends on how booed up I am, Brandon. I'm be honest with you, Brandon.
You're married.
Oh, if I'm married? If I'm married, it's no brainer. You know me, like I'm a giver, and yeah, you know, if one of us gets to get upgraded, I'm gonna let her have it. I'm gonna let her enjoy it. If I'm married. If I'm not married and the relationship's not that serious, please. I mean, it all depends on who they ask. Did they ask me or did they ask you? They didn't ask you. Okay, so I'm taking a seat. But real talk. Like, if it were just me and my wife, oh, no question. I'm going to let her enjoy it. Hopefully that loosens her up. Hopefully that starts out off the vacation very well, that she will have something to enjoy. She'll have something to talk about. No question. I'm going to let her go.
So you know what's interesting about this, Jeremy?
What?
I thought this was a simple, I take it or she takes the situation, right?
Yeah.
Because that's how you approached it. I take it or she takes the situation. Seems like it's real simple, real straightforward. No questions asked. I take it or she takes it.
I feel like you read the comments. I feel like you're going to get some of your stuff from what people said in the comments.
I didn't read the comments. What happened for me was I asked some people because we've been sitting on this for a while.
No, and by the way, that's always important to do. You always got to, you know, you got to run a little research. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do a little market research. I asked some people. Shout out to Tiffany Harrison, well, faithful listener, her and Addison. They listen to the show on a regular basis. Shout out to Tiffany. Shout out to some other people that listen to the show on a regular basis. I did ask them what they thought they would do. And multiple people said that they would decline the upgrade. Both of them would decline the upgrade because it was more important to stay with their boo. They would rather miss out on the upgrade in order to stay on the flight with their person. And I hadn't thought about that as an option.
All right. Well, think about it now. What do you think? Like, all right, you stay in the same spot with your boo. Let's say it's a 5-hour flight. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you guys going to talk about? That's going to be life changing. That's going to be different than the regular. If you're both sitting beside each other, you're both probably going to have some kind of movie on. You're going to be reading a book. She'll be sending text messages or reading her book or watching a movie. To be honest, like, I love the trips. Now, if we're talking about like driving, there's a whole lot of experiences. I went down to South Florida with a bunch of people. We drove in a van. It was awesome. The trip was better than the actual the trip down was better than the actual trip. That was great and amazing. But I feel like being on a plane is just like, okay, we're trying to pass time. That's exactly what you're doing. And in that situation, I don't know how much you gain from just sitting side by side. Look, if you want to go enjoy the free drinks and the free, you know, and have a story to tell, look, go do it. Because when's the next time? Some of us fly first class all the time. And then there's some people don't. So if you get that opportunity for free, go take it. Because all we're going to be doing here is passing time.
Jeremy, you hit the nail on the head. Because one of the main things you just said is very important to me. For example, our mother does not really drink. So what is the point of her sitting in first class if you're not going to enjoy the free drinks? Another big point of sitting in first class is the space. Our mother is 5'2", though she will argue, say she's 5'3". Shout out to Mom Dukes, Crystal Phoenix in the building. But she's only 5'2" and doesn't drink. What is the point of first class for Crystal Phoenix?
Ooh, okay. So if it was you and Mom, so you would be like, peace.
I
love our mother so much that I would want her to have the best. Ma, you hear me, Ma?
I'm not saying I would tell her peace, but I would have to ask the questions. What are you going to do with that first class seat? And she would have to explain to me why it would be so important for her to be in that first class seat, because she doesn't need the room. She doesn't need the drinks.
Hold up. In what universe did you ever have a conversation with a female that would have been that straightforward to cut dry? You know, I ain't hating them. That's my Dukes, she wins. But
if she wants it, she got it. I'm just saying we could talk about it because it doesn't make any sense. If you don't drink and you don't need the room, why are we sitting in the first class seat? That's all I'm saying. There are questions that need to be answered. For example, Jerry Seinfeld asked this question, most importantly, to Elaine Benes during their upgrade situation, because this happened with Jerry and Elaine. This very situation happened. You remember what happened?
Was that his girlfriend?
It was not his girlfriend. It was not. But do you remember what happened?
Okay, then. No, I don't.
Jerry said to Elaine, because when it happened, Jerry immediately said, I'll take it. And Elaine was offended, right? And Jerry said, Elaine, have you ever flown first class? And she said, no. He said, exactly. So you're not going to know what you're missing. And that's the point.
That's very selfish. I'm sorry. I'm not built that way.
Of course Jerry Seinfeld.
But I feel like you go along those lines. You agree with your boy Juror too much right now.
No, I'm just saying we got to think about every scenario, every angle of the situation. We can't just go in this saying things willy-nilly. We got to be honest about the whole scenario. That's all I'm saying. So are honestly, you going to miss the experience because you've never flown first class? Are we just doing this so you can say you've flown first class? Is that what we're doing, Jeremy?
As possible. But here's the thing. I think about others over myself. So, like, if that's going to, I don't know, give them stories or let them get something they've never had before or appreciate. Look, I'm all about it. Let them do it. Trust me. I'm going to get mine. Like, I'll get it later on. I'll be up there later on. We get a free upgrade. If you are my wife, my mother, or somebody who's very close to me, I'm gonna let you go. Now, if it's me and you, if it's me and one of my homeboys, peace. It just depends on who they talk to. If they talk to me, I'm going. If they talk to you, you can go. But out of my significant other and my mother, please let them go.
Yeah, I hear you. No, it's a good philosophy. It's a good policy to have. It makes sense to me. I'm the same way. But I will say that I think there's more
nuances.
There's more credibility to the passing it up to all together and the two staying together than what I would have thought in the past. For example, let's say your significant other has anxiety about flying, which is more and more common. Let's say one of the things I'll say to you, like you said, for example, that flying is just about passing the time. I think a lot of that has to do with how new the relationship is, Jeremy. How long have you been married? How long have you been in this situation with this other person? I think a lot of that has to do...
Hey, is the situation going to change over a week? because I'm about to be with them for a whole week somewhere, you know, in the middle of Spain.
If it's like, for example, if it's a honeymoon, if this is new, I don't think you leave. I think you stay. If this is your 10-year anniversary, I think maybe you stay.
If it's your first time flying, you stay with that person. First time flying with that person, you stay. If not, go enjoy yourself. I got a whole week to enjoy you. We could talk about it. Oh, this person who sat beside me, oh my goodness. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that big of a deal. Just go enjoy yourself. Don't worry about it. Look, have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't overthink this. Go enjoy yourself. Well, look, literally, we're getting off of the plane at the same exact time. We're going to the same resort. We're going to be in the same hot tub. We're going to be in the same room. Like, I'm not worried about you getting pampered for a couple hours right. while I'm reading
You're
my book.
You're not worried, but is she?
Yeah, those are your demons coming back, okay?
You got to ask the right question. I'm just saying, you got to ask some questions.
You know?
Well, that's how the RVK feels about this situation. These are the questions that we're going to ask. Jeremy is almost guaranteed giving that seat up to his significant other. I'm just about asking the questions. We got to have a conversation before I give mine up. But I'm leaning that way too. What about you? The Raspy Voice kids want to hear what you have to say. Get at us. Let us know what you think. You know how to get at us. You know how we do. It's been a minute, but nothing has changed. Holla at your boys. RVK forever and always.
Podcast Network.